House fire leaves one man dead. A house fire took the life of one man in Tioga County, Pennsylvania, according to Pennsylvania State Police. The Mansfield Hose Company responded just before midnight last Friday to 237 Canoe Camp Creek Road after a passerby called in a blaze engulfing the home. Crews found the body of Terry Thompson, age 63, a resident of the home, after extinguishing the fire. He was pronounced dead at the scene. An autopsy was performed this past Monday, and results are pending. According to troopers, no suspicious activity was suspected, and the cause is still under investigation. Man accused of beating ex-girlfriend to death pleads not guilty. A man accused of beating his ex-girlfriend to death pled not guilty to all five charges. A judge arraigned William Danielson, age 48, in front of a full room in Chenango County Court Wednesday morning. According to the Chenango County Sheriff's Office, Danielson attacked and robbed Lucida Knoll, age 39, in front of her Maple Grove Trailer Park home on December 27th. Deputy said Knoll was buckling her and Daniel's child into the car when Danielson, who had been hiding behind the home, approached and attacked her. Knoll died from blunt force trauma 2 days later. Danielson is charged with two counts of murder in the second degree, robbery in the first degree, assault in the first degree, and assault in the second degree. Danielson is being held in Chenango County Court. No bail has been set. Jacqueline Wesley sentenced for vehicular manslaughter. The Binghamton woman convicted of driving drunk and killing three people in 2011 could spend up to 9 years in state prison. Jacqueline Wesley, age 25, of Binghamton, was sentenced 3 to 9 years for vehicular manslaughter on Wednesday in Broome County Court. She was found guilty of three counts of vehicular manslaughter, driving while intoxicated, and driving with a blood alcohol level greater than 0.08 in September. Wesley was sentenced to 1 year in the Broome County Jail for driving with a blood alcohol level greater than 0.08 and 1 year for driving while intoxicated. Judge Joseph Colley said all sentences will be served at the same time. In May 2011, she was driving on Interstate 88 in the town of Fenton when her SUV went off the road and into the Chenango River. All three persons and passengers were killed. She was the only survivor. Wesley was taken to the Broome County Jail. Fire strikes North Geneva Street house in Ithaca, New York. Ithaca firefighters fought cold and fire in extinguishing a house fire at 409 North Geneva Street in a little more than 30 minutes Wednesday afternoon. The thermometer was around zero downtown at 1:45 p.m. when Tompkins County 911 took calls reporting smoke and flames coming from a three-story home. Crews found smoke and fire coming from an addition on the rear of a multi-unit structure, according to Ithaca Fire Department. A rapid search was conducted while other firefighters worked and extinguished the fire and checked to see if it was spreading. No one was injured in the fire, according to the fire department. The Red Cross said it is assisting three residents who were displaced. Cayuga Heights, Dryden, and Lanson fire departments covered calls along with off-duty Ithaca Fire Department personnel. The Ithaca Fire Department Fire Investigation Unit is working to determine the cause, according to news release. Colesville, New York home total loss following afternoon fire. A blaze destroyed a Colesville home after crews responded to the two-alarm house fire. The call came out around 2:45 p.m. Wednesday for the fire at 171 Motttown Road. Fire crews battled the flames in single-digit temperatures. Residents were home at the time of the fire but made it out safely. Fire officials said the fire was difficult to fight due to lack of water, the cold temperature, and lack of manpower. Several tankers were called to the scene of the fire. The cause of the fire is under investigation.